Bishurchem, with everybody's permission. Happy Shushan Purim, first of all.
Shushan Purim.
We in Yerushalayim, they're celebrating Purim today. And outside of Israel, we don't say Tachanun. So no Tachanun today.
Okay.
Today's shiur is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmat Sara Bat Moshe, Shlomo Ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, Tzivya Bat Mashiach, Tamara Bat Mashiach, Yosef ben Nisan, Liora bat Yitzchak, Binyamin ben Yitzchak, Yehuda ben David, Rinat Malka Batan, Shimon ben Mishael, and Yitzchak ben Shlomo. And for the Rechua Shlema, Rachel bat Chana, Shemuel ben Rachel, Esther bat Chana, Dan ben Esther, Yehuda ben Esther, and Yosef ben Yafa. And today we're learning about Hadlaka. Hadlaka is lighting, like to light a candle. So, What does the Torah and the Gemara teach us about lighting candles? Hadlaka ose mitzvah.
Don't put hotel in the fire.
Don't put the hotel on fire, and don't light the hospital on fire either. Hadlaka ose mitzvah b'nerot Shabbat b'nerot Chanukah. So there's a law in the Gemara. We have mitzvah to light candles on Shabbat. Before Shabbat,
the woman.
But if a woman is not in the place that you are, let's say a man is traveling on a business trip and he's away, and he's there for Shabbat, the men have to light also. Wherever you are, and you're in the area that you are staying, a person has to light Nerot Shabbat to have a Shabbat candle. And you say a bracha and everything.
Really?
The women have the priority. It's their mitzvah. It's the woman's mitzvah in the home. But if she's not around, or if a man is living on his own, or a man is somewhere,
his wife is away,
or he's away and he's somewhere else. There's a mitzvah to light, 100% with a bracha. To say a bracha and everything. There's a mitzvah to light near Shabbat.
Everywhere. They can do it, or it has to be at home.
So the ideal, very good question. The ideal place to have it lit is in the room, or in the place that a person is going to be sleeping on Shabbat. Some say in the place that one is sleeping. Some say in the place that one is eating. They should have it, but it's at least one of those two places. In the place that one is going to reside and sleep for Shabbat, and the place that a person is going to eat. On Shabbat,
sometimes
eat their Shabbat meal.
Somewhere.
But you're invited
all the women
somewhere.
Women over there, they start doing candles.
Yes, it's a.
It's not in our house; it's their house.
So the ideal is. It's a very good question for the Sfaradim, especially. The ideal is that if a person knows that they're. It's a very good question. The ideal is that if somebody knows that they're coming home, they should have a candle lit at their house. They should light at their home before they go. That's in the halacha. But if a person is afraid that they're going to start a fire and I'm not going to be around and we don't want to leave candles alone, or and you could light the tea lights, or you could light the and do the meal. But if someone's still afraid and they're not comfortable in this, you can rely on that opinion that you do it in the place that you eat.
You have to light the candle.
Yes.
If you're traveling in a hotel, you just light the lights. You can do that.
Yes, you can also do that. Yes.
Instead, if you don't want to.
If a person also, another thing you could do, if your person is afraid, exactly. If a person is afraid of starting a fire or something like that, you can rely on the opinion that nowadays we can use lights, because what's the main reason for the mitzvah? What's the main reason is so that we have a light.
One light?
Yeah, one light, meaning you turn off the light, you turn off the switch, you say the bracha, and you turn it on.
You know, in the hospitals, they give you these two little things, candles, that are light, with the battery. If you get it, you can use those.
Leave
them on.
There's a rabbi who says that no, that's actually what you should do. Why? Because nowadays nobody uses the light of the candles.
Yes, these are real lights. It's true.
Everybody uses the real lights.
Very true.
So he said, what should you do? He's like, tell the woman. I don't know of anybody who does it. I don't know people who do it. But he said, you know what you should do? He said, first you should turn off the light. This is assuming you say the bracha first. But he says, say the bracha. Turn on the lights for the room, and then light the candles. And then light the candles to fulfill. You see, that's what Rabbi Abadi says to do. But as far as I know, most of the women, we follow all the minhagim of our mothers and our grandmothers, and we do it the same way they do it. If a person is stuck somewhere, the person's in the hospital, or they're in a place that they don't let you light a fire or something like that, you light electricity. But then you have Neirot Chanukah. Neirot Chanukah, it has to actually be actual candles. Neirot Chanukah, one
it's
doesn't.
It's a different story.
One does not fulfill. Like the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, what does he mean when he says Hadlaka osa mitzvah? Lighting does the mitzvah. So in the Gemara, it brings two opinions: whether Hadlaka osa mitzvah or whether Hanacha osa mitzvah. Does the mitzvah happen at the moment that you light it, or does the mitzvah happen at the moment that it's placed in a place that's kosher? Right. So, for example, with the lights of Chanukah, right? Let's say in theory a person said, "You know what? I'm going to light it in a place that's not kosher to light it. I'm just going to take it outside in the street. I'm going to light it over there, and then I'm going to bring it to my house, and I'm going to leave it outside the window." Did he fulfill the mitzvah? Or does he not do the mitzvah?
No.
So if you say hadlaka osa mitzvah, if you say that the lighting does the mitzvah, then no, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, because at the moment you lit it in a place that wasn't kosher. You lit it in a place that wasn't kosher,
and only then
you moved it to the place which is kosher.
Why he would do that? Yeah.
But if you said hanacha, let's say a person knows he's not around, so he says, he tells the goy, you know, you light it for me. And then I'm just going to come home and I'm going to bring it too. Especially in those times that it was difficult to light, until they didn't have like matches that you just did it in 1 second. So he wants to tell the goy, you light the candle and then I'm going to bring it and I'm going to put it down in the right place. So if you say hadlaka osa mitzvah, you're not allowed to do that. You have to light it yourself. But if you say hanacha osa mitzvah, there's another opinion in the Gemara that hanacha osa mitzvah, that no, you just have to put it in the right place. You don't have to actually do the lighting yourself. The main mitzvah is to just put it in the right place.
Somewhere that is visible in the house.
Exactly. In the place that's kosher. But what's the halacha? The halacha is hadlaka osa mitzvah. Lighting is what does
it doesn't matter where you light it.
So it doesn't matter where. No, it does matter where you light it. You have to light it in a place that's kosher.
Yeah, okay.
And by a person who's kosher to light it, a Jewish person, has to be the one.
Have
to do the wedding, yes. Yes, get your Brit Milah.
Make sure. Kosher within your home.
Kosher within your home, yeah. Yeah.
Sadar, 100%.
100%.
Usually you have to put it, if it's a Shabbat candle,
and there's also very, 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 very famous machloket. Rav Ovadia Yosef, Zichrono Livracha, made a very, very big deal of this. At what point should you say the bracha for Shabbat?
When you
before you light it or after you light it?
Before you light it.
And you light it. So, Rav Ovadia Yosef was very strong. Sfaradim always have to say the bracha first. Say the bracha. Kol ha-brachot, there's a rule in the Gemara. All the brachot are over la-asiyatan. Say the bracha first and then do the mitzvah. Anytime you do a mitzvah, always say the bracha first. There's one exception to that rule, and that is a goy who's converting. A goy who's converting, first he goes to the mikveh, and then he says the bracha. Why? Because he can't say the bracha while he's a goy. While he's a goy, he can't say it. So he's the only exception. Other than that, kol ha-brachot over la-asiyatan. And there's even, according to the Rambam, he says even etilat yadayim you should do first. Most generally
don't do somewhere
in the middle. But the Rambam, we say wet hands and you're before you dry. You know, when you say the bracha netilat yadayim, it's before you dry. The Rambam, he says even say the bracha before netilat yadayim, before you wash, right? Over la siyatan.
In Shabbat, when you say bracha, Shabbat starts, right?
Yes.
Then after.
No.
That,
so I... according to this, no. Shabbat starts whenever you accept Shabbat. So you say, I'm accepting Shabbat from when I light the candles. After I light the candles is when I accept the Shabbat. However, the minhag of the Ashkenazim and many, not just Mashadis, also many other Sfaradim. I think Moroccans, if I'm not mistaken, also many other Sfaradim also got the minhag of the Ashkenazim that, first you light, and then you say the bracha.
First, you light the candles.
This is the way the Mishnah used to do it. Like the it could be like the old minhag. And they used to say that the bracha, like you said, the bracha is what makes Shabbat. So they said, so if they would light the candles,
once they were lighting,
once they lit, if they still had something good, they would say, did you say the bracha? No, you didn't say the bracha yet. Shabbat didn't start yet until you said the bracha. Hashem Yivarech Otam. God bless our mothers and our grandmothers. So what's the correct is like the Sephardic minhag, but at the same time, right, you don't make shalom bayit, don't make a machloket over it.
The most important thing is to do the mitzvah with love for Hashem, not to make machloket. When comes shalom bayit, you have to make sure that shalom bayit comes before it.
I mean, it doesn't come before Avodah Zarah, but you know.
The candle lighting of Shabbat is for Shalom Bayit, right? Yes, it's the purpose of it.
There's also a mitzvah to have lights in the synagogue, in the shul. Yeah, I think the Persians especially love this. You should have it should be well lit. The
we can read.
Right? So in the Kanisa, it should be well lit. So Kidichtir is a pasuk in Ishaya, Ba'urim kabedu Adonai. You should honor Hashem with lights.
It brings people happiness.
When people see the lights in the synagogue are an honor for Hashem. When there's a lot of lights in the synagogue, now you're talking also back then. They had candles. They weren't even using lights, but
which
still,
was also very warm.
But if there was a lot of light in the synagogue, it was a mitzvah for there to be a lot of light in the synagogue. Omnam. However. There's something you need to know. Many times we have the opportunity in our lives to choose between good and better. Not all decisions are between good and bad. Sometimes a person gets to choose between good and better.
You know?
Inshallah, we should always have that decision between good and hidur mitzvah. So someone who doesn't have that much parnasa, to spread around, in order to hold on to both, in order to do both kinds of mitzvot, both for the poor and to help them light the candles in the synagogue. Which one is more important, to give for the poor or to give for there to be nerot, to be lights in the synagogue?
So very, very good question, Rabbi.
Instead of giving your candles to the synagogue, for there to be candles in the synagogue, because the truth is, if you don't give,
somebody else will give.
Someone else will give, right?
The
community isn't poor.
Yes, it's a community. The community is not right.
There's a rule, and the Gemara says, En Tzibur Ani. The community is not poor. Right, so when he and Vareze domek tzat lematil ma'im layam, and I don't want to tell you not to give, says Peleoet, but it is a little bit like you're adding water to the ocean.
Yes, he's right. It's more important to give it to the puppy. Yeah,
so when he the mitzvah kavir, and yes, for sure it's a mitzvah for there to be water in the ocean. And for sure, it's a mitzvah.
So we can swim.
And also, it's a mitzvah. Unhi de mitzvah ka'avit sheya mitzvah na'asid b'mamono. And also, it's a beautiful thing, and it's a nice mitzvah that a person comes to the synagogue and feels, I donated to this.
Yes, so that
I'm part of this.
Correct.
I'm part of what gave for this, for the maintenance of the kanisa, and for all the services to be happening, and for the tefillah to be happening, and the program. I was part of it. It's a mitzvah for a person to have that feeling when they come to Kanisa, that I was part of contributing.
It's mine too.
Really. Aval, however, yoter tov imiten otam anirot oto Hashem and the ani hagun. If you know a poor person who needs it, it's better to give it to the poor person who needs it. Or for a Talmid Chacham, sheyadlik ner b'Shabbat, that he should have a candle for Shabbat, or yilmod le'oran, or that he's going to learn to the light of the candles. What does he mean by that?
Study.
Because there's a din on Shabbat that a person is not allowed to learn to the light of a candle. Right? The light of the candle, there's halachot to it. It's not for that purpose. You can eat, but there are certain activities that a person cannot do. A person cannot read to the light of a candle on Shabbat. Midir Abanan. Chachamim Gazru, they said, there's a mukseh factor, do not read. Why? Shemeyate. Because a person might come to fix the light.
And then it
and then he's going
off.
To cause it to, it might go off, he's going to cause it to light more. And there, the Gemara tells a beautiful story, a Gemara on Shabbat, that there was a rabbi, Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha. I said, Ma chachamim machamim, right? The rabbis came and they told, the chachamim said and told me that I shouldn't learn Torah next to the light of the candle on Shabbat. Ani ekra velo ate, right? I'm going to light and I'm not going to, touch the candle. I can, I'm sure of myself. I know myself. Chachamim said that I'm gonna learn Torah. I'm a rabbi. I'm gonna learn Torah. I'm not going to touch the candle. In the middle of his learning, the Gemara says, no, he forgot. He didn't realize, right? And without paying attention, just he, because that was his norm. It was his norm when a person is reading. Not that he finished. They used to have to adjust the candle sometimes, depending on the oil that you used and how the wick was. So he came to come adjust the candle and fix the candle because he couldn't read it so well. He couldn't read the book so well. So he came to adjust it, and right before he said, "Oh, it's Shabbat." And they said, "Wow." He said, "Chachamim were geniuses. Chachamim knew us better than we knew ourselves."
Whatever halacha there is by experience.
Yeah, they didn't say anything out of context, the Chachamim. So they said, "Oh," he said, "we have to listen to Chachamim. When they make a gzerah, they understand. There's a reason for it." So Rav Ovadia Yosef has a very famous response at Shuvah where he says, what about the lights, electric lights that a person lights? Can a person read? Right? Can you read? He said, yes. There's no shameyate with electric lights. There's no, you're not going to do anything to adjust the...
Once you turn it on, it's on.
Once you turn it on, it's on. It's a nice thing for a person to have candles for their light, to have covers. They sell covers for light switches.
Yes.
It's a very nice thing to have them. We always
so
put them on before Shabbat so that you don't always take...
For the children.
Yeah, they
have. For the children, don't by accident.
But it's not strictly required. A person is allowed to read. But eating, a person's allowed to do even to the light of a candle. It's only certain activities that they...
That's candlelight they dinner,
were huh? Yeah, it's a candlelit dinner. It's a candlelit dinner.
Make sure you bring wine.
So that's why Peleuet says here that give it to Talmid Chacham so that he'll have a candle for Shabbat or so that he'll learn with the light during the week. Right? During the week, he's going to learn with the light. V'lachen, you know, there used to be a time that they were very poor back in the day.
Wow.
They didn't have so much. Even oil, they didn't have so much.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
have
my, for, my parents, my late father used to tell me, they used to all put one little heater. Everybody, they used to go under the
table. They lived in poverty.
My job, yeah.
Kursi.
Or a kursi, oh.
And
For thousands of years, that's what they did.
People and then the poorest of us lives in wealth compared to whatever. We live like kings
yes.
compared to what
they used
to live back.
I always
say
we were born with a white shirt.
It's
the reality.
And still how many people are not happy? We live in a generation, we live better than the kings used to live back then. The poorest people
maybe
nowadays.
Maybe less happy than they were.
Now, v'lachen, I will tell you the same thing on the day of the sal of your father, the day of the sal of your mother. It's a mitzvah to light a
candle yes.
in their memory.
Also,
and then,
we
and
need
the
to also
night
have
the
a dream. When we dream about, they come in our dreams,
yeah.
you also light
oh,
the candle.
Oh, yes? I didn't learn that. I didn't know that.
This is what I learned.
So, I didn't know Yartzeit was a regular word. I thought it was all like a
Yiddish yeah,
word.
Yeah, it's a Yiddish word, but even the Sephardim, everybody uses Yartzeit. I don't know. So, but even on the day of the Yartzeit, where it's a mitzvah to light a candle in memory of your father and memory of your mother, but if you know that there's a poor person
that
needs it,
give it to them.
Give that to them. That will bring greater pleasure for your father and for your mother.
Because
that there's a poor person who needed the light, to give them the light. There's a story of Rabbi Israel Salanter, very beautiful story. And one of the Baalei Musar used to teach people behavior, how to act properly. So in the older minhag amongst Ashkenazim was only one person was allowed to say Kaddish. It wasn't allowed for everybody to say it, and they had an order of preference. If there's a person that they're in haft, or there's a person who's in their sea, or the person that it's the time of their sal and they're reading, there's an order of precedence of who gets to go first. So Rabbi Yisrael Salander, he had a sal for his father, and there was another poor person who came that had Kaddish also, and according to the rules he was supposed to come first. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he said, no, give it to this miskin, give it to him that he should say the Kaddish. They said, but the rules are that you should go first. So he said, no, he said, it's going to bring greater pleasure to my father that I gave this poor person the opportunity to say it. It's going to make my father happier and for me to say the Kaddish myself. So it's like this also. Yes, it's a mitzvah to light. You should light the candle in the home on the day of the Sabbath. But if there's a poor person who is in need and you can help him, that's going to bring greater pleasure to them, to give to them.
Rabbi, we finished on a very nice note for Shabbat. Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Baruch Hashem.
We're going to continue with this for Monday, Bezrat Hashem. Shabbat Shalom Borach. Shushan Purim Sameach.
Yes,
not
Nachanun.
Not Tachanun.